Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director Ed Raber about a discussion that he had with other government officials, landowners, and others about housing development in the county and different development opportunities that are happening in the county. This is the first part of a two-part interview.
The discussion brought together a lot of people, some property owners, lenders, realtors, some city officials, a few community organizations. So that was great. There were all the people that are involved with housing, a lot of them were in the room. And I think what we discussed was that developing new opportunities for housing is very expensive, a new subdivision. There's a lot of startup costs. In our county and in most counties, there's not a lot of revenue made by installing roads. So there's a lot of costs that you have to overcome by building lots or selling homes on those building lots or selling whatever kind of development that is. That might be multifamily. It might be duplexes or zero lot lines or townhomes. We haven't seen a lot of that in Washington County, but the upfront cost is frequently a barrier. And there's a lot of risk to that too. We talked about the fact that we're not seeing nearly as much single-family home development in our communities or in the rural area as we did before 2007, but the risk and slowness of a single development, a single subdivision to develop is a real barrier. It's not like they develop and as soon as you build them, they're all sold. So slowness is a thing that gives people from Washington County that are doing this pause. Housing has certainly historically been something that people in Washington County did the building in Washington County.
I wonder how Washington County, how it compares with the rest of the state or other, you know, similar rural counties.
Housing of all kinds going is a statewide issue, so it's not a local issue. About once a decade or so, it kind of comes around. I've been doing this for a while and seen this rise and fall. The state and a lot of organizations in the state are trying to focus attention on how do we help make housing happen of a lot of kinds in the face of decreasing state funding for partnerships. The state frequently looks at restrictions on using local programs like tax increment financing. So there seems to be a lot of constraints, but we still want to see housing happen. So Washington isn't really any different than most of the area around the state of Iowa, including some metro areas. So we're trying to figure out the opportunity that is present in Washington County and how can we locally in our communities creatively make some things happen, help people with the risk that they have when they want to do some developments and help them move forward.
What were some solutions or, you know, ideas that were tossed around at the discussion for solving what is holding Washington County back?
Well, I don't think we didn't really come up with any solutions in terms of saying, well, here's the problem and we're just going to get around this. What I appreciated about the discussion with all these folks is having them in the same room for an hour and a half is that I think there was a recognition that maybe there's going to have to be a lot of partnership, and that may be even things like lending institutions partnering together to tackle some things that might be costly. How cities are a partner in that. Not that they haven't been, but it certainly renewed that interest that that's the way that things are going to have to move forward. Someone said at the meeting that this is potentially a new heyday for Washington County. We just haven't figured out how to take advantage of that opportunity yet.
For Riverside, and they've been in talks with construction company of doing a potential 70-home development in northern Riverside, and I wonder what could that mean for Riverside and for Washington County in terms of housing?
Washington County has not historically had a lot of development pressure from Johnson County. Johnson County has found places to seek development inside Johnson County. So to a certain extent, this is an outside Johnson County developer that has an interest there as they're looking for places that might be a little bit more affordable or that have been undeveloped in the past and looking for that partnership with the community to do something and maybe some other lenders. So it's a good thing to see that there is interest in doing some things in Washington County as Johnson County seeks affordable places that they can try to do housing of a variety of kinds. It's very exciting for Riverside, which has not had a lot of residential development in the city limits in the last decade, that they'd be able to help create something that in the next few years could potentially result in quite a lot of new home construction. I would anticipate that quite a few of those new residential units might be people looking at the larger metropolitan area for a place to live and might choose that. I don't know that in Washington's case that that is really the opportunity yet. I think people that are looking to live in the Iowa City area aren't necessarily looking at the southern half of Washington County as an option yet, unless they really like smaller mid-sized towns like Washington. They might be looking for us anyway. In general, when development happens anywhere in Washington County, I think that's a benefit to the rest of the county and could help lead to projects, hopefully more projects in Riverside, but also some other projects in other communities around the county.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director Ed Raber. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.